Hi, hey, bitches and bros and non-binary hoes. This is Ferris Maiden back again. Today's episode of Anime's Anime, we will discuss Spy X Family anime version, and we kind of just pop our shit and bitch, and we hope you enjoy that. Stay tuned. We doing?
You know, doing pretty good.
Too bad. How are you guys?
Good. I'm doing all right.
Good.
Our episode with Well Spoken Token dropped today. So if you are visiting us from them, hi, welcome.
Hi.
And just a shout out to them. Thank you for having us, and we would love to do it again soon. Yes. Sometime.
It was so much fun. I had so much fun with them.
I thought that episode was hilarious. I think us getting together with them, like, definitely, and like, maybe we definitely need to bring them over here.
That's yes, for sure.
Absolutely.
If you listen to us, you should definitely go give Well Spoken Token a peek. They also have a video as well as their audio available on all podcasting platforms, including Spotify. Gotta drop the sponsor.
Absolutely. But shout out to the Well Spoken Token. They're really great guys. Very great podcast to listen to. I've listened to them a few times, and I really like what they bring to the table, and they're very funny. So yeah, good one with it. Right now.
Well, after you're done listening to us.
Yeah. Yeah, do what you gotta do with us, but then go listen to them right now or else I'll beat you up.
Hell yeah. So we're gonna talk about Spy Family. Okay, first, do y'all say Spy Family or Spy X Family? Are we having the Hunter family. Hunter thing?
My brain says Spy X Family.
Yeah.
Spy X Family in the comfort of my home.
In the comfort of your own home.
When no one's around in the attic where nobody can hear you.
Oh my goodness. Me, I just dropped the X. I just say Spy Family because I don't know like how they want us to pronounce it. So I just say the Spy Family, Spy X Family. Who knows? I think it's like the Hunter debate again.
Yeah. So I say usually if I'm talking like in private in the comfort of my own home, I will say Hunter X Hunter. I'm more comfortable saying Spy Family, but I also like I go back and forth. And ain't nobody gonna beat my ass, so it really doesn't matter. Let me pronounce it the way that I want to. Because why is the X there if I'm not supposed
if I can't
to say it?
Exactly, and that's my problem with 100X Hunter. It's like the X is there, and they're like, "Oh, well, actually, it's Hunter."
The X. You know, like, damn, shut up! I get it.
Like,
but it's not that.
Like, come on, like, shut up. Let me say it. Let me see how I want to.
Let me pop my shit.
Girl.
but anyway, so
yeah,
you know, we've been watching Spy Family. And how are you guys liking it so far? I mean, for one, I think it looks beautiful.
It's very beautiful.
It does look good. I feel like Wit Studios gets a lot of shit. I liked the way Attack on Titan first three seasons look. I am glad that MAPPA took control over the final season because I think the story that's been being told in the final season does look better in MAPPA, but I never had a issue with Wit Studios. Who else did Wit do? Vinland Saga.
I still gotta get
what
on.
Else?
I know I still need to get into that.
It's so good. The only problem that I have is the background CGI characters, and it looks fine. It's not like it's anything where I'm like, this is so fucking ugly, I can't concentrate. But it's just like, it's just something that you see and you're like, oh, it's CGI background characters, okay. But I think it looks really good, and I enjoyed the art in the manga as well, and I think that it translated really well. I don't
agree.
Think 100%. That I knew that yours eye color was red though, so I think that was a surprise. I don't know how I missed that,
but yeah, I guess, was a I guess... surprise for me too. I mean, like, she does look like that on the cover of the manga though, right? So
I guess I didn't pay attention. I just made it to up. It
yeah, I just feel like as reading the pages black and white, your brain kind of just like
there's like certain things you don't really catch yeah. until like it gets animated. So it's like
mm-hmm.
red eyes, oh shit, like that's kind of crazy. But
no, but it looks good. And that's yeah, especially with her being an assassin. Mm-hmm. So that was definitely like it's not like they're just like random eye color for this bitch. It's like, no, there's clearly purpose with that, as most character designs are. I feel like I like the way it looks. Should we, I guess, I mean, we have talked about it, we talked about it during our manga madness, but we'll give a
I mean, I don't want to go into like the plot already and all that other stuff.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Listening, you probably already watched it, so you know, good for you. I do want to talk about just like how much like just Lloyd just looks so good animated.
Boy, he does. Yeah,
I thought he was gonna be like, oh yeah, he cool, like he all right, but like
no, like, Lloyd has like, literally wow. grown on me, and I'm like, this is. It's like he was cute in the manga, but like now he's like, it's just, I look at him and I'm just like, Zaddy all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Big daddy goal. Love to see it.
I like his voice too.
Me too. I don't know who the voice actor is for Lloyd, but I really do like his voice. He's great.
Let's see. His VA is Takia Ugichi. If I'm sure I'm butchering that, and I apologize. Let's see who else he is. Dan and Ultraman, Yu-Gi-Oh, what's something else? He's in a lot of stuff, but he's Hanma in Tokyo Revengers.
Oh, are you serious? My god!
Yeah.
Not no.
He's hot too. Oh my god! Like. Hama's voice actor is the cutest. So, yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Oh.
Yeah, Ty ready to simp and turn into soup.
Yeah, Lloyd is mine now. Fuck everything else. Like, oh, that's awesome. Okay, that's good to know.
No, yeah, like remember when I could not stop saying Mikey over and over.
Mikey.
Oh my goodness.
I just dropped this video in the group chat where it was Hama saying Mikey in different languages.
In different languages.
It was so ugly too. I was like,
I watched that like 13 times. Like there was no reason why like him the way he says his name is just so catchy and funny.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was a personal choice that he decided to do, or if that was in a direction given. Because I mean, I don't know. It's very funny, and if it was a directional choice or a personal choice, I love it. I'm glad that it exists.
For sure. But see, now he's Lloyd, and that's so crazy. That's funny.
That is crazy. What a pleasant surprise.
Very pleasant surprise. I'm very pleased.
Yes, also, yes. Can we say how Lloyd is eating up all the anime dads, and he's not even a biological father, and he's been doing this shit for 3 episodes, and he already shitting on like most of the fucking anime dads.
Okay. I know. That's what
shout out to the fathers that step up.
Okay, shout out to the dads that step up.
Step up.
You ain't the real dad, but you step up to the plate.
Okay, like I love that. I love that theme in anime now. Yeah. Like guys who adopt children.
Yeah. And this is like just to, I had spoke to y'all about it in the group chat, but as you all may or may not know, I am a Toji stan, and I was just saying how like these fan artists know what they're doing by drawing him with like baby Megumi or even teenage Megumi and like doing like father son shit, and I'm like, oh my yes, God. Seeing you raise your child is fucking attractive.
It really is. Normalize raising y'all kids, cause
right. Leave the absent baby fathers behind.
Absolutely. We don't need
no more Gokus. We don't need no more. What's the name of that Gon's father? We don't need no more.
Gene. No more. I forgot. I haven't got that far. I know he exists though.
I know he absent.
Yes.
Yeah. We don't need no people who's there but not there. Like.
Yeah.
No more Hohenheims.
No okay. more.
He like, left you them.
Know, leaving for yes, milk and you're no not coming Hohenheim. Back for years. Like.
Unless he dead, then it's just like there was no excuse.
For real. Honestly.
Yeah. Shout out to the wife, even their father. And I know we were talking about this earlier, but I want you guys to tell everybody the opening. How do we like the opening?
This booty. I don't like the opening. And
you know what? I understand, like, you know, the type of tone they're trying to set, because it was given like James Bond, like you mm-hmm. know, like spy theme song, but it's just like I can't hear the beat, so I can't really like, you know, get into it. It's like I can't hear the beat, and I'd be so mad because it's like I know, like as a nigga I could sense a beat in a song, and the fact I can't hear no beat, the song is going on fast, it's making me right. so mad.
No,
I like the visuals that go along with it, and it's yes. cute, and I can tell what they're doing is that they're making it through like Anya's eyes,
yeah.
Which is really cute. I like the visuals, but the song just doesn't do anything for me. Like
yeah.
when it comes on, I'm like looking at my phone the whole entire time.
I know
it's not yeah. a bop.
The it's closing a bop
for me. Oh, the closing. Closing. I love the closing.
It's popping.
Yeah, closing is popping. I had okay. to exam it one time. I was like, what is this? I like them.
Yeah, the closing popping. Yeah, they do. And the visuals are so cute. And that little dance they all do at the end. I literally started tearing up when I saw it. I'm like, they're a happy
I can't take family. It. I right? can't take it. It's too cute. And I really like how well-received Spy Family is so far, ever since it came out, as somebody who,
yeah.
who's, like, read the manga and was just, like, super excited. Like, after, like, reading the first volume, I was like, okay, I can't wait for it to be animated and to actually see it. And it's just great. I couldn't ask for anything. I like it. I couldn't ask for anything else. Like, it's just a great series.
And I like that for the most part, it seems like it's pretty linear to the manga. Like it's mm-hmm. not doing anything different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even though Spy Family came out just a couple weeks ago.
3 weeks ago?
3 weeks ago. And people, as much as well received as Spy Family is getting, it's a lot of people just acting fucking weird about the show. And
that guy that blew up from TikTok.
TikTok.
That time he threw Anya in the air and he's like, he's sexualizing her and he's gonna look up her.
Yeah.
It was like, why did you get that from watching that scene? Like, what is wrong with you? You are projecting. It is you. It's like,
do y'all think that that person really felt that way, or do you think they were just trolling and doubling down?
I heard they were trolling, but you know, I can't put nothing past these anime niggas anymore, because like they just be saying anything and thinking that it's like
their word is bond.
Yeah.
Did we both say that?
Yeah, like some people are just like, any attention is good attention. So he probably is just like, well, I'm gonna just say something crazy right now.
Literally.
Yeah, and they had other stuff. And it's like, there's definitely conversations that need to be had about, like, you know, the sexualization of younger characters and whatnot. But it's like, for you to take something that was completely and utterly innocent and flip that is just, like, really weird and concerning, because if that's sexualizing to you, like, what happened to you or what's going on? What was funny was people in the comments being like, just tell us that you don't have a dad. It's okay. I'm like, damn. Damn.
That's so mean.
It's mean, but somebody need to talk.
Somebody got to say it.
Somebody got to. What else? What other controversy has Spy Family been a part of? Somebody did a edit of Anya as a black girl, and people got upset, like, oh, you're blackwashing characters. Oh, like, what if, blah, blah, blah. Did y'all see that?
Yeah, I did. And I was like, you know what? Keep niggifying these characters, and people gonna still be mad. So still do it. Continue to do it. Make all the anime characters black. Piss them off.
I don't understand why people, like, feel like, especially because it's not a it's not anything that's being published or anything. Like, I can see why people get a little bit peeved when they swap out a character's race who's established and stuff. So, because, and the only reason why that bothers me is because I would rather a black character just be introduced on their own accord instead of, but it's also like, it's not that big of a deal anyway, especially mm-hmm. because if being white isn't like a part of your background character, then why not switch it to a black person or a native or an Asian person or like a Mexican? Like, why not be able to do that? But it's like, this isn't like the anime. Anya's not black in the anime, and even if she was, like, why would that bother you? Like, I don't, there's just, it's really weird that somebody, that people get so upset about changing the skin tone of a fictional character.
Yeah, I just think it's not that deep. I kind of feel like I take it as, you know, people and their fan art, or like artists doing fan art, but just making it in like in their own fun kind of way. So like when black artists do like these anime characters as black, I don't, it's not a big deal to me, because it's like, oh my god, like, that's cool. I mean, like, you know, mm-hmm. who doesn't want to see a black Anya, like, or little Bobos and little Bray, like, that is so cute.
Embrace. Yeah.
That's so cute. Or like, who doesn't want to see a black Mikasa or a black Eren Jaeger? Like, who doesn't? You know, but I mean, I can understand where people, like, you know, oh, it's not actually, you know, but it's not that big of a deal to me. Just
right, and it's not an excuse to be racist either.
Yeah. No, definitely not an excuse to be racist. And I mean, I guess that's an easy way to get these motherfuckers out, is to do that and see who gets upset, though. So at least we're mm-hmm. finding out about people's true intentions. But mm-hmm. I'm like, how is that any different from when people do switch up color profiles? Like, you know, I like, a really good one that I've seen is somebody switched Hinata's and Sakura's color palette. Or if, when people give like Sasuke blonde hair, it's like, we all know that his hair is black, like, but it's like, okay, here it is in blonde. Like, we switched it's just weird. It is very weird and bizarre.
No, you're right, because it's like, it just doesn't matter, because it's just an art piece that somebody's sharing. Like, there's no reason to get so mad. Like, what did they do to get you so mad?
Yeah, and that's why, like, I like when artists, when they do like the the lewd you know, your name characters, like when it's drawn, they'll make a POC version too, because like, all these bitch, like, all these simps ain't white. Okay. We're not all fair skinned.
I'm tired of some of us are brown. On the fucking screen. Like, put some black coochie on the damn thing. I'd be so sick and tired. I don't want to see some black pussy lip on a fucking TikTok now. I'm tired of seeing your name's white pasty ass on there. Where's the black coochie at? Yo,
where's it at?
And on top of that, talking about Black Coochie, they slutting your out, girl.
Are they?
They are.
I haven't been in the trenches. I haven't gone down that route.
Out.
I'm like, wait, really? What they doing?
They slutting
they slutting your out.
They slutting your out.
Oh, she just got here. It's too soon. She bad, but it's too soon.
Right. I don't know how I feel about this. Like, y'all didn't even get to know the girl.
Okay. We just saw her fucking some nigga up and she moving in. Box is already packed. Like, if she already there. Like, just let her get settled in, okay? Let's not slut her out just yet. We just met her.
It's too late.
Let's have some class.
No, you know these anime niggas ain't got no fucking class. No. Everybody's degenerate. I don't want to see your slutted out. I wouldn't mind seeing her, like, just, like, looted with Lloyd, because I do ship them. They're very cute.
I ship them, too.
They're very cute.
It's crazy, because I'm like, the whole time reading this manga, I'm like, when are y'all gonna just be together for real? So y'all can.
I know, but they go kiss.
I want that to be the next arc of the
book. Have they not kissed yet?
No.
And it's killing me. It's killing me that they haven't kissed yet, because it's like, I just love their chemistry together. They're very well written. I'm sorry. Like, they are very well written, and they're just so cute and shy with each other. And I'm just like, can y'all just fucking make out, please?
Please.
My heart needs it. Like, it needs it.
I want them to be together so then I can now, like, get into the, okay, we're together arc. And so now they have to, because, you know, he takes them out, dates and stuff. And I'm like, come on. Like, y'all are on this date and nobody's kissing. They're not even gonna hold hands.
I know. They gotta sleep in separate rooms. That alone would kill me, because Lloyd's so damn fine. I would do anything to sleep in the same room.
I'd be like,
there's a monster under my bed. Like, can I sleep with you, please?
Oh,
I want to lay with you. Like,
I want to lay with you.
But like, do not slut out your and then Lloyd.
Oh my goodness. Could you imagine if you were like, I want to lay with you, Lloyd? And Lloyd just looking at her like, no, like, I can't.
No. Closes the door.
No, because remember when her brother came to visit?
Oh my God. Her brother is such a hating ass nigga.
See, I haven't got to that part, because I think I only, because I was sick that week and I didn't finish it either, on top of being sick.
Okay.
So I don't think I've seen her brother.
Okay, well, we'll wait for you to go ahead and see that then.
I just know that her brother looks just like her.
Okay.
Spitting image.
Just like, think of your, but like a nigga. Like, or like a man.
A man.
Like, your brother definitely gives me like emo Sasuke vibes. Like,
okay,
all grown up.
Oh, but then also, he's also doing that weird shit in anime that, you know what they be doing. They be like, "Ooh, don't touch my sister," because I actually
I love my sister. Like, I love her. Like, that's my girl. Like, y'all are related. You know.
He seemed nice over the phone.
Keyword, yeah. He seems nice. But you don't know his real occupant. I don't want to go too far and tell you, but like, it's just
you gotta be quiet.
Okay, I'ma shut the fuck up.
I get all the time, like, to spoil shit.
I just,
like, I'm not gonna spoil it, but
it's not intentional.
But that's all I'm gonna say.
Like, that's all I'm gonna say.
It's not intentional, y'all. I don't intend to spoil things. It's just I just be I got diarrhea in the mouth.
Right.
The Spy Family so far is great. I love it.
Yeah. I think everybody should definitely watch it. It's really wholesome and, like, I don't know, it's funny. There's also action sequences. Like, I think it has a little bit of something for everybody. And it's such a, it's just like a pleasant surprise because when we started reading it, I wasn't entirely sure what was going on. Like, I didn't know, I knew that it was a fake family, but I didn't know that Yor and Lloyd didn't know each other's occupation. And I definitely didn't know that Anya could read minds. So like dropping into that, it's just, it's a fun time. I love it. And I want to keep up with it. It's great.
I agree. I feel like Spy Family is just a nice break from all the traumatic shit that we've been through with the fall lineup. Like we've been broken and fucked a few times. So
without any lube.
It's nice to get a break. Right. You know, we're getting a break. For sure. And you know, there's great characters. You have Anya, which let me just say, Anya is the best character. I will say I will go to war for her. That's my baby girl. Like
remember last couple episodes you were like Anya's gonna win.
You're gonna win best girl.
Yep. I count
you to this. I'm going to remind you every couple times, like every like month or so. I'm gonna remind you. Like remember you called it best girl.
Call it. If she win best girl, I'm popping bottles. We going to the club. Like
$23.
Mm-hmm, going to the club, pop bottles.
Stop with the $23.
Anya, we gonna be celebrating for you, boo. Like we going, we popping out, showing out. It's like I want my baby girl to win.
That's one of my favorite things to be watching this season. So
y'all watch that too, or else.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all got two things to do. Y'all need to listen to Well-Spoken Token. Y'all need to watch Spy Family.
Watch Spy Family, yeah.
Homework. It's cool. Y'all got homework. That's right.
And then while you're figuring that out, we're actually going to take a quick break. All right. Welcome back. Now that we've had a word from our sponsor, I'm so excited. I guess this is going to be our little living room talk session.
We have living room talk.
Just trying to cut up with y'all. And that's what's good. And so I'm going to start because you know what's been on my mind lately? Like we were talking about a little earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
Anime has become more accessible, more popular. So is manga, right?
Which is great. Mm-hmm.
Which is great, yes, because, you know, we don't want things to go out of print and we don't want our favorite publishers to go down. I remember Tokyo Pop going down a couple years ago and that was and now all my favorites, you have to scramble to get it or pray that another publisher picks up the title, which a lot of things did not get picked up. So, you know, shout out to whoever. What was it? Yen Press, who picked up Fruits Basket and has been redoing it ever since. I don't like that certain mangas still feel like it's inaccessible, like even in all of its popularity. Saint Seiya, like I've been dying for a copy of that. And even if you do find one book that's like decently priced, because the books are like so expensive and most of the time I see them in sets and the sets are like over $1,000 and there's no way I'm paying for that.
You could restart it on sets because... I saw somebody was selling the box, not a box set, but like a set of Nana mangas in the English version.
That's easily like $2,000 right now.
I was just like,
I will never forgive the community for what they did to Nana and Kami-sama Kiss and Saint Seiya. I mean, but Saint Seiya isn't even popular, it's just like an ancient relic at this point. Mm-hmm. And so that's so expensive. But even if you do find a decent copy, it's the most dingiest shit I've ever seen. Like
damn, not dingy.
It's dingy. The copies be dingy and my OCD can't take it. I am not picky when it comes to things that are like really vintage and rare. Like I get it. It's gonna have a little bit wear to it. But the copies are like too dingy for me. Like
It's too, and like, you know, when you pay like some like $70 to $100 for a book, for one singular book that used to be $10, you don't want it.
Isn't that crazy?
Been through the mud. Like, you just don't.
Like, isn't that crazy that one book can like go from, I'll say like 10, I even seen some that are like 19 even, if they're like the omnibus versions.
But well, omnibus books, that's a normal price to have it for $20.
Yeah, omnibuses are like
30 to almost 100 bucks, and it's just like, it's never that deep.
It is for some people, though. And I was actually talking to somebody last night where we were just talking about, like, collectibles and things like that, and how, like, he has a lot of comic books from his dad. And in the 70s, his dad sold, like, the first edition of, I don't think it was Spider-Man. I think it was something not as mainstream. And his dad was, like, pissed like 20 years later, because he's like, oh, I could have made so much more money off of that. But at the time, he sold it and got it for $1,000, which he was able to get the down payment on their house that, you know, they were able to own and live in. So it's like, you know, yeah, he took a chance, but I mean, y'all got a house out of it, so it sounds like he made the right decision. And, you know, there might be something that is insignificant overall but could mean a lot to like one individual, and I think that that's something to keep in mind. But it really is interesting, especially during shutdown, once everybody was like, oh, I'm bored because I can't go out and drink and be in people's faces anymore, that everybody started getting into like collectible culture, which is not a problem. We love that, like you all, like the both of you all mentioned earlier, but it's just like, can't something be done about this that like people aren't doing like insane shit for things that shouldn't be that costly?
Yeah, like you're scalping people. And I mean, and that's what I was saying. I was saying to myself, like, people, the things that are out of print, if there's a demand and if you see the state of the market looking like this, then republish things, redo things, like bring it back.
Yeah, like, certainly Nana is, like, is old of a something year anniversary, right? That they could do a reprint of or something.
That's what I'm saying. And then Nana, like, there's no reason where, like, I hadn't been able to get a copy in, like, 2 years. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, it's too much. It's too much. And, I mean, Saint Seiya is understandable. Like, that's been out of print for a while. Like, I didn't expect, you know, it to be easy to find the books. But Nana, Kami-sama Kiss, like, we literally just had those, and it was like I blinked my eyes, I'm like, was waiting to get a bookcase or whatever, and then I blinked, and then they were all sold out
and they were gone.
Right. I even remember being in our first group chat with Danny and being like, oh my gosh, like, I see they're on sale and I really want to get this. We're talking about Kami-sama Kiss, which is like my comfort anime. And so I really wanted to buy it, just, you know, now that I got the space to put it actually on a shelf and it's not sitting someplace. And it's fast. And I was trying to get other things and I left it because I thought it would always be there. Because it's like one of those classic things that you just know, or you just thought like it's always going to be popular. People are always going to, it's always going to be in demand. Well, boy, was I wrong. And now I regret it. Because I just, you know, I'll have to wait forever now. That's not fair, you know.
That's not
fair to me that y'all scalping. And like, there are just other things that I wish that they sometimes, the things that they have on only digital, that they would just put out, you know, physical copies. I was reading this book called Harekan, and it's basically about a girl. Her parents' shop is closing down. And one day, some guy that she used to know, I mean, she doesn't even really recall being around him, but he's very sure that he knows her. And he says, you know, I'll give you the money to take back your parents' business if you marry me and enter my polyamorous relationship, basically, with me and his two other wives.
What?
Yes. And that shit was so good. I mean, and they don't have any physical copies of this, but like it's officially translated and has the digital copies. And I'm like, why? Like, how do we get people to, or how do we get these companies to print things?
I don't know. That's how I was in the summer when I was like, I started reading Tokyo Revengers.
Like, yo, and we need guys to get faster with the translations.
Especially because the covers for the volumes are so fucking pretty.
They are
so pretty. He be having the boys dripped out dressed to the fucking nines on those covers.
They be eating. Oh my god.
So nice. And like
my hands on one.
I know, and I would just like it just for that, just for the covers alone. If there was, or like, I hope that he comes out with the illustration book that just have all the covers because I really do like them. But it's like, damn, like this, it's been animated. It got called for a second season before they just started putting the printed English. It just went on sale like last week. I think y'all told me about it. I'm like, damn, why did it take this fucking long? There's demand for it. It's not like it's not demand for it.
Right. And I'm not quite sure what's happening with the publishing companies, but I want to talk to them. And it's crazy because Write Stuff a little while ago had a petition for this other.
Was it a petition or was it like a collection for like a charity, I thought.
No. That was something else that I sent you guys.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, that was like you buy these digital mangas for a really low price and the money goes to charity. That was something different. I'm talking about Write Stuff had a petition for this book called Area or something like that. I'm not quite sure what's the rest of the name. It was Area something. And basically, if enough people signed the petition, it was called Area the Masterpiece. If enough people signed the petition, then they would reach out to the company to try to republish it for a limited amount of copies or like a limited amount of time. It was something like that. And they got it. They did it. It's actually on Write Stuff right now, and you can still buy it. Thank you. And it says on the site, thank you for the support. Write Stuff Inc. in partnership with Tokyo Pop, so that was the publisher, successfully met a pre-order goal and will be reprinting Aria the Masterpiece. How do we get them to do this with other things? Like, I would really like to know, because we can't be doing this. If they can do this for Aria the Masterpiece, then they can do it for Peach Girl. People love fucking Peach Girl. I already love Peach Girl. But like, I feel like I know so many people who would love to buy Peach Girl without it costing an arm and leg or having to shift through 50 copies of something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, things that people have a demand for. Like we should do it. Oh, and that's all. Oh, also like things that just get dropped. So apparently there was something else I was reading. I mean, it was called Black Rose Alice. And that had like 6 volumes. And it was basically about a man becomes a vampire. Their version of a vampire, I think, is like a Chinese folktale version, where vampires are more like these kind of like parasites in a way, where they live inside of a host. And if they reproduce, like, you know, they die, but then the seeds come out and, you know, flourish in other hosts. This guy, he turns into a vampire. Something happens with the girl that he loves. Oh, I think his best friend is going to marry her. And he kills his best friend by accident. He wants to kill himself, so he decides that he wants to rape his lover. It gets really weird. That's funny. She kills herself before he can do that, and so he puts her body in like the stasis and waits a couple centuries or so in order to put another soul in it. before he can start reproducing and doing all this extra shit. And so the whole time, the whole book is about the girl whose soul is in the his old love's body, trying to date these a couple of vampires and picking the best one for reproduction to keep the race going and blah, 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 blah. It was actually, I'm probably not describing it really well, but it was really good. It was kind of dark, I'm not going to lie.
But yeah, sounds good. Pretty dark.
Sounds heavy.
It was, but it was really good. So they dropped that after book six and then picked it back up in 2020. And I can't find it anywhere. There are no scanlations. There are nobody's picking it back up. Nothing. And I'm just like, I think there needs to be a better communication between publishers and readers.
Buyers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, because we don't want to rely on scanlation sites to read everything. We want physical copies of things. Mm-hmm. Like, how do we like build that relationship so you can give the people what they want? Because I'm pretty sure like you want people to buy your stuff, and the best way for people to buy your stuff is to, like, you know, give people what they've been wanting to read. Like, I'm pretty sure a lot of people are like using scanlation sites and all that to read things that are not most things, to be honest, because America doesn't have, I don't know, official translators or whatever to do this. So I don't know what they got to do, but they need to make it happen.
I don't know how you going to get it done, but you need to get it done.
Yeah, like, we need, you know, start hiring these private scanlation groups and sites and stuff and work together and get it done. Like, make it so we all are happy.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
You know what gets on my nerves, and I don't think we've talked about it on here. The way that people like to shit on Demon Slayer for, like, ultimately no reason. I always hear people say that it's overhyped, which I disagree with. And then, like, I hear comparisons that are really weird. And, like, it feels like people think that they're having a big brain moment, and in actuality, they're not. Like, specifically when I hear people compare Demon Slayer with Inuyasha, and then the way that they're comparing it is if they're calling both series bad. And it's like, oh, and I've also seen Demon Slayer referred to as a Monster of a Week format, which I guess you could call the first season that, when Tanjiro was like training and stuff and going through the mission on the mountain. Yeah, you could, and then the Spider Family, I guess you could call that a Spider of the Week format, but then after that, it doesn't really turn into that. So I'm just really confused. Is it's like, do you... If you don't like the series, that's totally fine. Yeah. But, like, no one gives me any real reasoning on why they don't like it. But want to, like, sit up here and trash it that they don't even bother watching. I don't know. It's just
this
weird.
This goes back to that conversation we was having that about Shonen fans. We were talking in the group chat earlier. We were just talking about how Shonen fans just want to argue, you know? They just want to argue. They compare everything to the same fucking five animes. So everything is like Naruto. Everything is like Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z.
Everything is like, you know, and it's like, and then it's like you're comparing things that don't even make sense. Like,
yeah.
You would want to compare Demon Slayer. Wouldn't you compare it to, you would better compare it to Bleach, because it's even inspired. Like, some things are inspired by Bleach. Like, the Hashiras are like, supposed
the
to
the soul society,
the Catherine's the soul society, yeah. Like, it's like you're not even making a good take. Like, then I think that's what pisses me off about sharing spaces in the anime community. It's like, now you gotta listen to these people who just want to talk because they got a mouth,
yeah. Uh-huh. And you know what? And it's like I said before, because I remember Ferris sent a video which was.
That TikTok of that lady, or are you talking about something else? Because I want
that YouTube video
With Giguk, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But they're saying that, like, you know, shonen fans act like their whole lives are shonen. And I'm like, that's not the most accurate thing I have ever seen.
Because they do. They be knucking and bucking and ready to fight.
Ready to fight, ready to throw down. And then they're just quick to call any other show that is not a shonen either mid or just like, you know, W or like, you know, horrible.
It's a ratio.
Yeah, a ratio. It's just kind of like, you know, and it's like for the anime and their community to be like predominantly all like male and like have a lot like a heavy male following, they're just so one track minded and not diverse. And, you know, I hate to say it, but the girlies is eating y'all up every fucking time, because I have not met one fan of anime who's a not only a woman, but who has an open mind and watch various animes and different genres and can give you a mean discussion on that. What's a nigga gonna do for me? Okay. what are we gonna talk about?
Okay. Like, why are we arguing with y'all when y'all don't even got the range?
There's no substance.
Y'all don't want the variety of stuff. You're gonna argue with me about if this shonen is indeed good and all you watch are shonen. Like, you know, it's like, come on, like, please, mm-hmm. get it together.
Absolutely.
Like, I enjoy being an anime fan. I don't enjoy sharing the spaces with some of y'all, because it's just like, y'all just get on my nerves.
It's just nerve-wracking, and, like, people don't know how to act.
Like, and it's like, I why am I going back and forth on my public post about a character, you know? It's like, why would I do that? why am I going back and forth about my taste? About why can't we just all just enjoy whatever we want and think whatever we want? I don't need an army of men telling me what I think is wrong and all that extra shit. Mm-hmm. It's annoying.
Yeah, it's 2022. Let's please stop the can he be Goku shit. Like,
yeah.
Yo, let's stop it.
Let's stop that. Let's stop comparing everything to Dragon Ball Z. I'm not trying to say that Dragon Ball Z was not influential, because it was.
It is.
Dragon Ball Z is influential. Iconic. Dragon Ball Z is influential. Mm-hmm. But the can he be Goku? Like, we have made so many characters now that can be Goku.
What's higher? Goku is also tired. He's probably like, I'm tired of these niggas bringing my name up every fucking day.
I know! Like, Leave
them
alone.
Yo, I'm saying that, like, I'm tired of hearing discussions about what's the new big three and the big three is better than blah, blah, blah.
But also, like, isn't the big three, the purpose of it was just, like, for that time being, so there's no other, like, there can't be a different version of it, because it's just that. It's like, you can say, I guess you can say next gen big three, but is anybody even really saying that? And I don't know. Right. I'm not even sure.
Like, and it's repetitive now. Like, it's not even as cool now, like, when to say that, like, next gen. Like, next gen big three.
The grass. They're trying to always mix up, like, the next gen with, like, the already established series. Like why are you putting Tokyo Revengers and One Piece together as a big
thing? Yeah. You know? As a big, and, like, Tokyo Revengers just came out, and it's somebody who is very close to up to date with the manga. I'm like, that is no. No, don't say that. I love Tokyo.
Compare something that was made in like the 90s to something that was made in 2020. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's that's another thing with anime Twitter too. It's like, they're gonna be they always this versus this. Why is it always like a versus? It's always like the tier list, the polls, we can stop. Like, let's just enjoy pieces of work as they are.
You know, it wouldn't be an issue if, yeah, go ahead, Ty.
Oh, I was gonna say, you know how I would like is like if we have we have the big three, right? Let's just say big three is, and I'm just going off on my personal opinion what my big three is. We'll say Bleach, Naruto,
And I'll throw in One Piece on there because One Piece
is... I mean, that is the big three.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. Okay. Yeah, so the definition of the big three is that in the 2000s, the beginning of 2000s, there were three animes that I think it was just like breaking the charts. Like,
yeah, they were like doing numbers.
Yeah, like they
numbers like hadn't been seen before.
Okay.
Right. And it was like, it was really important to the community. It was really popular. They was bringing in numbers all around, like not just from the TV numbers, like people are buying the mangas, people are buying the merch. Like it was really, really popular.
And worldwide, not just in Japan.
Just in Japan. Oh, okay.
Okay. So- and that's Naruto, Bleach, and One Piece. And I'm dying laughing because she said, I think my big is
but
I
my victory.
But again, it's like I didn't know. I just everybody thought like they were going with like Dragon Ball Z, Sailor Moon, and then some other one. Like, you know, I didn't know.
No.
So when they say the big three, so when they say next gen big three, they're basically they're saying they're imitating what the actual event in the 2000s that made what they were called the big three. So now they're trying to say, you know, next gen big three, like let's, and you know, whatever the fuck they're saying.
Okay. Because I was going to say, like, why not from the big three of 2000s, like instead of just having like a next gen big three, then just say, okay, well, like it's like a sub.
Yeah.
Under that, if that makes sense. But
I mean, I understand what they're trying to say when they say next gen big three, but
yeah, which they usually say what, like My Hero Academia, Black Clover, and I think One Piece would still count technically. No.
I mean, no? Because it was part of the 2000s. He already got the crown. You can't bring him back down to the next generation.
Yeah, because that's Could you imagine? No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess you could say My Hero. I mean, I really feel like, if we're gonna be honest, I feel like Jujutsu Kaisen and Demon Slayer is.
I agree with that. I agree 100%.
That's the box office for the movies. Like they're killing it.
Yeah, Jujutsu Kaisen
into theaters, and I didn't hear nothing about that shit.
That's because don't nobody care no more. Y'all already know how I feel about that series now. As somebody who, like, I enjoyed that series, and I remember when, I guess it was the second season that came out, and that was when they did the tournament, I do believe. People were making memes about, like, oh, like, it would be Naruto says, who are you? And then Deku is, I'm you, but better. And I'm like, now, hold on.
And then that's annoying about them, too. It's like, y'all always have to compare everything to the point where you're diluting these new stories by comparing.
Yeah, you're also taking it away by making those comparisons sometimes. And I'm not sure if people realize that, because we know that we can obviously tell that these newer mangaka are influenced by the big three, whatever they, because they, you know, they're usually around the same ages as us. So we watched and grew up with the same shit. So I get it, and it's not like, but y'all making it seem like it's like a fucking carbon copy or something. And then when y'all do shit like that, it's like you're completely ignoring the fact that character tropes exist, that archetypes exist, and that this is something that even in Shakespearean plays and shit exists. So like being mad about the whiny best friend or the one that always likes to fight or the emo dude is just like, it's really fucking annoying. And I'm tired of hearing about it.
Tropes exist, like, and they're all gonna have similar tropes because duh, it's fucking shonen. Like, what the fuck do you want? Like, you know, like shonen is gonna they all gonna have tournaments. That's just what the fuck they do.
Okay, like, they're all gonna have a big war.
Does Demon Slayer have a tournament?
I mean, they had that trial period in the beginning.
Yeah.
I would love if they had a tournament. I feel like that would be so cute. Like,
no, I don't want them to have a tournament. Ain't it against the law for them to put hands on each other anyway?
Right, that's a
yeah. Probably do like a little burlap sack race or like tug of war.
Yeah, they deserve. You want them to have a field day. They deserve a field day.
Just a little beach episode.
Oh my god, I watched the beach episode when they were at the beach, and that was the funniest episode I've ever seen
with the watermelon.
Yes, that shit was so funny. Like when you Chiaru put that crab in Ikaku's swimsuit. I was crying laughing because she be fucking with him so bad.
I'm so happy that you picked up Bleach. You're making me want to rewatch it.
I have.
Yeah, like, I already started rewatching because I was like, nah, I'm trying to get caught up. So when Thousand Year Blood War drop in October,
I'm about to act the damn demon. Because Renji looked good. I was like, wait a minute, who is he? He looked.
That's a fact. Renji make me want to suck dick, and that's just. Like,
yes. Pop your shit, twin.
It's bad. I'm down bad for that man.
Oh my god. I said, Ferris. I sent you the TikTok, but I also sent it to Ferris. So it was like, you know, Renji be taking L's, but I know
that's
W.
Listen, stop. Don't do that. Don't do that. And then I met somebody had Renji and Uryu in the same TikTok.
Here.
I wanted to be like, this would be good if he wasn't there. I'm not a glasses nigga prototype. Like the glasses nigga and the glasses dudes in anime, they're always just snooty and like, ugh. Feeble-minded person, you can do blah blah. Like
big brain Dexter's lab ass nigga.
Yeah, it also doesn't.
Why does only act like this? Like y'all get on my nerves. Because Uryu and what's that dude from Oren High School?
Kyo, yeah.
Kyo act the same.
They do.
So the other
dude, I like Kyoya better though. For me,
I mean, yes, I like him better too because at least he got bread.
Yeah, he got bread, and he be funny sometimes. At the expense of other people, though.
I mean, as usual, and even the dude from My Hero Academia with the suit, Tenya
Ida.
Okay, so it is
emergency exit. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Even he acts the same, and he's supposed to be the class representative or something. It just never fails. Glasses dudes always act the same. Yo, like they always. Even Kabuto. Remember Kabuto? It's just like they all got that same energy. Like I'm just I'm not the glasses dude girl. I'm just not. I want to be, some of them are hot, you know, I'm not gonna lie. Like Cherry from Skate Infinity. Like that was the first time.
Skate the Infinity.
Y'all need to watch Skate. And it's a very short anime. So it's not like, you know, you'll be like binging it for days. Like I think it's only like, what, 12 or 15 episodes or something like that.
Okay.
But Cherry and Skate was the only glasses dude that I was like, okay. This is what I want. Oh, that dude from Shamar Shampoo. But other than that, no.
Jan was hot.
I don't know. Even with them glasses, he was, oh my God. I thought I was about to just like lose my fucking mind when I saw Aizen in them glasses.
Oh, I'm not an Aizen girl either.
Oh, I'm an Aizen girl. But you know what?
I'm an Aizen girl.
But I'm also like a Yurahura girl and a Kenpachi girl and an Ikaku. Basically, Kenpachi's whole squad, I need it. I need it.
Yeah.
Like, Kenpachi's character. Oh, in Shunsui, like, he's hot as like, and I also want Soifon and Yorichi. That's like my dream Soul Society train. Like, just like,
No, that's a fact. Sora Fon and Yoichi can
they're gay for each other.
They can catch anytime, anywhere. Mm-hmm. I like Rengiku. That's the girl with the orange hair.
The big boobies. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm about her.
I also like rewatching Bleach. I'm realizing that I also really love Orihime. She is so sweet. Like,
very sweet.
There was this one part where she was talking to Rukia and they were trying to figure out if Rukia and Ichigo were dating.
We're together. Yeah.
Yeah. And they was like, oh, yeah, because his face scary. And Orihime is like, oh, but I like his face. And so she was like, well, do you like him? And then Rukia is obviously like, nah, I don't like him like that. Oh, she was like, that makes me sad because then we could have started a fan club. And I'm like, you know, that is so sweet of you to just be like, oh, my friend likes the same dude I like. You know, let's start a fan club.
Yeah, you know, instead of like you the op.
Okay, yeah. I love Orihime because one thing she not a hating ass bitch. Like,
at all. She's like, it's enough Ichigo
she's
for the
so
club.
Sweet.
Yeah. I would like to know who out there was shipping Ichigo and Rukia and why.
Girl, a lot of people are. Oh, yeah. That made no sense to me. Like, they don't act like they like each other. And then even
they act like brother and sister. Like, yeah, literally off rip.
Like, hella older than him. Like, even in the beginning, she says that to him. Like, she's like, you a kid to me, my dude. Like, I've lived longer than you probably can even think about. Like, why would y'all ship them together? Like, it just didn't make any sense. And then thinking about how much Orihime liked him, like, she would just be sitting up in the rain thinking, like, oh, how can my heart reach his? Like, what can I do to make him feel better?
Yeah.
Like vicariously just feeling sad for him just because her friend told him that today, yo, he might feel sad. Didn't even say nothing to him. Just was gloomy the whole day, just thinking about how he could be sad. Like, why would you take that away from her?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, I want Orihime to prosper. Like, and I mean, I'm glad that she did because she deserves it. And she's been the love interest from the beginning. Like, why y'all so blindsided?
Absolutely.
It'd
be weird. People shipping be concerning.
Oh my gosh. I get mad to this day when they say Zuko and Katara. I still get mad. No. Like, people, when they ship things, that just don't make sense. Like,
yeah.
I don't like it. Or like Bakugo and the Gravity Girl.
Fuck. What is her name?
Chako. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that's, I don't like it. It don't make no sense. Why would y'all do that?
Like, you know, don't nobody want to be with that yelling ass nigga? And also, go ahead, Ty.
No, I was going to say, can you just imagine, like, you know, just going out with him and he just being so fucking loud? You'd be like, oh my God, you are so embarrassing. Like, shut up. I would hate to date him. Like,
I'm sure. Girl. Hey, you out here hurt yourself. You tell you shut up.
Shut up. Wait, excuse me.
Shut up. Stop whining about it. Some dumb shit. Like,
you I'll go up to Tom like, you shut the fuck up, bitch. Like, I'm tired of you. Like,
that's a recipe for disaster. Because
I would like to know how many like Black Your Name fan fictions exist with Bakugo and they just snap it on him.
Yo, a fact. Because it's like, ain't, I don't see no Black woman taking that shit.
Like, hell no.
That's bound for a abusive relationship. Like, come on.
Gonna be Baby Boy Part 2.
Oh my gosh.
I'm always dying laughing at the ratchet fan fictions online. I drop them in the group chat and I'm just like, yeah, this is crazy. Like, these people's imaginations.
It's wild.
Fucked up, and he just ratchet.
Like, why Deku? What was that? Why did she drop? Like, why?
Bakugo gives birth to your baby.
Oh my god.
That shit was so ghetto. And then you have like My Hero Academia fans like cosplaying as like Todoroki trying to give birth. And it's like, wait a minute. Like,
wait a minute.
Why is all of your things in your mind could imagination and you want Bakugo in the delivery room? Like, come on.
Okay. Just yelling at you, telling you to push it out. Why? I don't feel like, get this loud ass digger out the hospital. Like, I have to call a security guard. This is ridiculous.
No, that fucking Twitter video you shared of somebody dressed up as Deku on the VR porno.
That was wild. Like,
that was too much for me.
The fuck out that thing. I was like, he got some frustration.
No, because why he put his thumb in the butt?
That shit was wild.
I'm like, yo, this man really into it. He put his
thumb in the booty. He a nasty nigga. Like, he on diva time for real. I was just kind of like, what is wrong with this nigga? Like, every time, it's always something in the anime community. I'm just like, what the fuck be wrong with these niggas? Like, y'all should be fucking shit and arguing. Mm-hmm. Fucking and fighting. That's all they be doing.
Fucking and fighting.
Yes, looting, fucking and fighting.
And not washing their ass.
No. Oh my goodness. Thank you so much for listening and supporting our podcast. To engage with us more, you can follow us on all social medias, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at AnnaBaseAnime. And for serious inquiries or feedback, you can always email us at AnnaBaseAnime@gmail.com. In the name of the moon, we love you. Bye.